What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, we are back again. The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly on a summer Friday. Ike, we have football back. How you feeling, brother?
Damn right. Check. Damn right we do, brother Spike. I don't like the way this sounds in my ear, but we'll get that situated as we move on. I'm feeling good. Big victory for us last night. Listen, that was a good team we played last night. Could have been a playoff team. We found a way to win that game. You got to be excited about what you saw. Jackie Baseball, we were off on the diamond, but we're in Big Texas tonight. But damn it, we got things we need to work out with our Philadelphia Eagles. Holla at your boy.
Quarterback controversy? Come on, man.
All right, stop it. We're not doing that today. All right? We're not doing that today. Clickbait Fritz over there.
Just kidding.
Rage bait Fritz.
Just kidding.
Just checking the temperature.
Yeah, just want to see how everyone's doing. Yeah. You know? I know. Very insecure around here. Yeah. It's okay. It was a great night.
We have a big show, as we always do, but particularly big show today, as we announce the final Mount Rushmores. The main one happening at 2:30, that will be the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. We'll get the voting in on that. Jack will unveil the caller Mount Rushmore at 3:30. Joe DeCamera joins us at 4:30 to do a Mount Rushmore of 80s ladies. And Elliot Shore Parks will be here with us at 3 o'clock to talk about last night's game. It is a big friggin' show. So the topic today, and I think there's a lot to talk about from last night's game, actually. Once we get past the main thing, I think there are a number of things we have to talk about. But the main thing today, and everybody's been talking about, is how good Tanner McKee looked last night. And he looked awesome. Tanner McKee looked really, really good last night. But I think it's fair to mention this is not the first time Tanner McKee has looked good. And it's not maybe for a national audience, but it's not the first time that we've seen Tanner McKee play well. Mm-hmm. We've seen Tanner McKee play well in the preseason. We saw Tanner McKee play well in the regular season last year as well. So I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that Tanner McKee looked good. And I know it is a preseason game. I have plenty of perspective that it was a preseason game. I get it. But afterwards, all I was seeing online, and I've heard people talking about, is what can we get for Tanner McKee, right? Would you trade Tanner McKee for a second-round pick? What if we got 2 second-round picks for Tanner McKee? Let me be absolutely 100% clear. I would not trade Tanner McKee for a second-round pick. I wouldn't trade Tanner McKee for 2 second-round picks. I would not trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick. And here is why. We are trying to win a Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. The point of this year is to win a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts has gotten hurt in every year of his career. He has missed games in every year of his career. I don't want a Super Bowl run to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Derailed. Derailed.
Derailed. No, that's the right word.
Derailed. Yep. If in the middle of one of the toughest stretches of the season, Jalen goes out for a month. Because this schedule is very hard. The difference between winning 12 games and 10 games or 13 games and 11 games or whatever it is could be the difference between having home playoff games and having road playoff games. Like, this season is too important. We have a ton of draft picks in the future. I am confident in Tanner McKee. In Tanner McKee, we have not just a talented quarterback, but a quarterback who has been around here a few years, a quarterback who knows the personnel, a quarterback who the coaches know, who could slide in seamlessly if Jalen Hurts goes out. I am not doing the whole thing where I'm saying they will be just as good with Tanner McKee as they would with Jalen. It's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is I am fully confident in Tanner McKee going in there for a month and a half, 2 months, whatever he needs to go in and keep the ship afloat and keep our Super Bowl hopes alive if Jalen Hurts were to get hurt. And I am not getting rid of that for a draft pick. I'm not getting rid of it for two draft picks. This season is too important. If we want to win a Super Bowl, if this is the most important position in sports, quarterback, I want to invest in that position. And the best investment I can have is having a good backup quarterback, and we already have one.
All right, so here's the deal here. I love Tanner McKee as a quarterback. I have from day one, the first summer that we saw him. I thought he was better than Kenny Pickett. Last year, I thought he was the true number two on this team, which is why the Eagles were willing to move on from Kenny Pickett, even though they traded. I forget what they traded to get Kenny Pickett here.
But I think it was a third.
It was a fourth that turned into a third, maybe.
Yeah, something. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So they certainly are impressed with Tanner McKee, and his development since they drafted him here is obviously showing when he gets a chance to go out there and play. That being said, I'm not saying I'm looking to trade him.
Sure.
But I'm not going to just ignore phone calls either. So if somebody is desperate enough out there, Cleveland, New Orleans, hell, I don't know, Indy, you give me some teams out there that may be interested in a guy like Tanner McKee and desperate enough that they would give us, you telling me a first-round pick? You wouldn't take?
No.
I would.
I would not.
Because here's the thing. There has to be, and I haven't looked at the market, so I blame me for not having some sort of research and information here for us as to what veteran, what other quarterback would you go out and get if you get rid of Tanner McKee.
Right.
So I don't have that in front of me, and I don't believe the Eagles would do it without a legitimate plan in place. Let me just say that. They aren't going to trade Tanner McKee and say, okay, DTR, you're our backup quarterback, or what's his name, Kyle McCord?
Kyle McCord.
Yeah. You're going to be the backup quarterback. The Eagles wouldn't trade Tanner McKee, and that is their backup plan. They would have something in mind. So I would trust them from that standpoint. A first-round pick does a lot for you that Tanner McKee may not be able to do for you. Now, let me just say this. Let me slow walk it real quick before I pass it over to Fritz, who I know you're probably trading for a bag of chips or anything you can get. If Tanner McKee has to play a couple games, right, Jalen goes down.
Yep.
You mean to tell me with the roster that we have, you couldn't find a veteran quarterback out there that could get you through those couple of games just like Tanner McKee could till Jalen comes back? There has to be a quarterback out there who has in-game playing experience other than the end of the season that Tanner McKee has that could be valuable to you with this roster to hold down the fort until Jalen comes back. If it's an extended period of time that he has to take over, I would trust a guy who has experience in this situation. I don't know if Tanner McKee can play six or seven games, including playoffs, and get you to a championship. He hasn't had to do that. So I don't know if he can do that. So I'm measuring all that up against the value of a first-round draft pick that I can have at my disposal to do whatever. You know how valuable that is? You got two first-round picks. You can move up in the draft to get a player that you seek in the top 15, top 10, whatever it may be. Like, it's so much more valuable to you to have that asset than Tanner McKee if somebody's going to give you that much value for him. The Eagles could do so much with that first-round pick. I love Tanner McKee. I love him. I don't know what he would be able to do that a backup quarterback with some experience couldn't do with this roster. This is a very talented roster. It's a very talented roster. A veteran backup quarterback should be able to come in here and win a couple of games till Jalen comes back.
215-592-9494. Tanner McKee, played great last night. Would you trade him for a second? Would you trade him for a first? Jack?
So I got a name. when they eventually, hopefully, trade Tanner McKee.
No, no. And by the way, here's another thing.
You got a name.
Hold on. He's under contract for two more years. And one more year. Trade him next offseason.
Amazing. Yeah. See, you've already ruined Tanner McKee for me. I was ready to come in today, say they'd win at least 10 games with him, obviously.
Of course they would.
And it was totally decreases the value of quarterback in this team. But regardless, you obviously would trade him for a first-round pick. That is ridiculous.
No, like, I would not.
It goes so much further than what a backup quarterback could do. Like you're doing this out of fear that Jalen could get hurt.
It's not fear. It's reality. We won a Super Bowl when our starting quarterback went down because our backup quarterback was good.
And it's the only time it's happened in the history of the NFL.
No, it's not.
Jeff Hostetler
won a
two times in 60 years.
Doug Williams.
I don't even know if he was a backup. Who cares?
Well,
I wasn't alive
yet.
I wasn't alive. Okay. Don't care. Moving on. Like, let's stop living in fantasy land.
It's not fantasy
land.
It
is fantasy land. It's a seventh round player. The 61 on Madden. And we're not trading him for a first round pick? That is ridiculous. And yes, I have a name of a guy who has won games in the NFL at a high level that is still a free agent that could come in and keep the ship afloat if Jalen got hurt. Carson Wentz. He's right there.
Oh, shut up.
He's everything that Ike was looking for in a quarterback.
Yeah, he looked great last year. I'll tell you what, Tanner McKee is a better quarterback right now than Carson Wentz.
Maybe.
Let's not derail the show.
I don't want to
derail the show either. I just feel like I'm living in la-la land.
We're not living in la-la land.
Yeah, use your first round pick.
Use your eyes.
Dude, you don't
stop with the Wentz stuff. Yes.
Do you know what it is?
Never.
You're the kind of guy, Jack, who loses your spare tire in the back, and they tell you it's $100 to get a new spare tire, and you're like, when am I going to need a spare tire? And then you're driving to work. All of a sudden, you have a tire blowout. You have the most important show of your life, and you don't show up there because you don't have your spare tire.
And guess what I would do?
It is the most important position in sports. We have always had a really good backup here. I want to have a good backup here because I don't want my Super Bowl plans derailed because I traded Tanner McKee.
It's a first round pick. It's so much more valuable than a backup quarterback.
Not this year. Not right now.
But I'm a Windows man, and it's not all about this year for me. Like, if they win the Super Bowl, great. Whatever. But getting a first round pick to me is actually more valuable than making the Super Bowl.
And you're out of your mind.
Crazy.
Well, and
Happy Friday.
The other thing I would bring up here is that whatever team you're trading him to, you're making that team better.
What about the Rams? If Stafford's cooked, you get that Falcons first round pick from them.
No.
Why?
Because the Falcons' first-round pick is going to be like 18 or something.
That's pretty valuable.
And think about the Giants.
I want that Saints pick.
You're not getting a top.
Would you trade Tanner McKee to the Giants?
Sure.
Okay, but the Giants with Tanner McKee are probably going to win 10 games.
Damn.
I don't know about that.
I think so. I mean,
I think we've gone so far with Tanner McKee. I mean, you hope he's Nick Foles. We're acting like the guy's Tom Brady. Like, he's...
No!
He's serviceable. He's serviceable. He's fine.
He's good.
We're going a smidge overboard, in my opinion.
Reminds me a lot of one of my former teammates.
Ooh, Coy Detmer.
Not Coy. No.
Who?
Matt Schaub.
Oh, okay. Well, didn't he throw 35 touchdown passes one year?
Yeah, over 4,000 yards. Yeah. Matt Schaub. That's what he kind of reminds me of.
All right.
Matt Schaub had Andre Johnson.
Well, yeah. Well, we got a couple of guys here.
Yeah, Andre Johnson. Who was the running back in Houston back then?
Was that before Arian
Foster?
It was Foster, right? Yes, okay. That's what it was. Arian Foster. Yep.
Vegan. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first round pick? And also, by the way, we do have another spot to give away in WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Only four spots left.
Four spots left in the league. So for next question today, you tell us why you should be in the Fantasy Football League. The only rule is, you have two rules. You have to set your lineup every week, and you have to be able to make the draft August 22nd at 6 p.m. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you are on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Once again, Spike starting the season off with a terrible take. Once again, just like
just
last
another year.
Like, you know, added to the stats. First of all, you
most say, most important like, position in sports, and you're like, whatever.
Tanner McKee is a baller, great, play well, all that. But like, let's be real. Like this dude, like, we ain't seen him versus no elite team. Like, the Bengals got, like, the one of the worst defense of all. Even when he played, what was it, the Giants last year, they were terrible. Like, and I don't want to diminish what he does.
No, we would never do that.
That's about to happen today because we're talking about this. Because, like, the man can sling it. You know what I'm saying? The man looked great last night. Like, I actually was excited watching a preseason game. And our last couple years preseason have been boring. Yeah. But a first-round pick? Like, are you serious?
I am serious. Who's playing backup? Who's your backup quarterback, Corey? Who's your backup quarterback?
Hold on. We got A.J. Brown for a first-round pick. right? So you could get a player.
Yeah,
like
but
eight, we traded the 18th pick. You said like the 18th. We traded the 18th pick actually for AJ Brown. So you saying you wouldn't get a player like that for Tanner McKee?
What we have enough good players on offense. We have enough.
Yeah, offense, but it's two sides. You saw that defense last night. You saw Keely Pringle and Adoree Jackson.
Well, all I heard is we can't pay good players here anymore. We have enough. We have enough good players because we got to pay Jalen Carter and we got to pay Nolan Smith and we got to pay pay. So you're gonna. By the way, Tanner McKee costs nothing. He costs nothing. So the idea. So who's playing backup quarterback for you then, Corey?
Hold up. We won games with Kenny Pickett. I would trade a fifth round pick to go get Kenny Pickett back from the Browns. They got 19 quarterbacks. And
none of them are good.
First.
Yeah, look, if you think Kenny Pickett is getting you through six games, which is possible, who knows? Are you telling me that any quarterback could come in here and win games for the Eagles? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if the starting quarterback go down, we're not winning the Super Bowl anyway. Like, you living off this anomaly.
Well, they could, though. I mean,
well, he just goes down for a couple of weeks.
If he can get you for a couple of weeks, yeah, like, he can get, like, Kenny Pickett.
I don't know. What if he gets? What if Jalen gets dinged up in the final regular season game, gets a concussion, misses the first playoff game?
Then we might lose. We might be going home.
Yep. Well, also we might win. Like okay, we you, might win. But I don't. I'm not, everybody's so. You know, I'm in Super Bowl town, USA, and everybody is so. Everybody's so like easy to give up on a Super Bowl for a draft pick.
It's not that. It's just that. Like, first of all, I don't. I'm not the GM, right? You're asking us. I don't go into the game saying, like, oh, what if this guy gets hurt? Also, I'm saying to you, if we need a guy to come in to be serviceable, right, you can't tell me a guy like Kenny Pickett can't do that. I mean, I'm not saying Jameis Winston. He turned the ball over 100 times, but a guy like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we just tell Jameis to hand the ball off. We might be okay.
Joe Flacco led the Browns to the playoffs like a couple years ago.
That's right. Bring him back.
Joe Flacco, right? So what I'm saying is, like, if we need him to – just be a game manager for a couple games. I'm not worried about that. But AJ Brown, Devontae Saquon in them.
Yeah, it's almost like every quarterback.
It's almost like every quarterback could just pretty good in and win games.
You know that's where they're going with it, Corey.
It's almost like that. Wow.
Hold on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Y'all can point to that all y'all want. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying?
Know.
Like, I don't care about none of that. I'm trying to win football game. Y'all can do y'all little bit. and all that. I don't care.
No bets.
My bets here. I just want to win games. If I can get a first-round pick to make my team bet, like I said.
Totally.
Y'all saw Kelee Ringo. Y'all saw Adoree Jackson and them dudes. Sidney Brown.
Well, nobody was worried about those guys 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you know, everybody told me Josh Uche was going to be fine, and Kelee Ringo has all these tools. And
That's Elliott and your other crew. I said I was one saying to go get Jalen Ramsey when he was available. I said go do that.
I'm going to tell you who we should have gotten. Hold on, Corey. Jair Alexander is what we should have done.
We should have.
That's what we should have done.
That's what I was saying. So, you know.
Should have kept Isaiah Rodgers for Christ's sake. $4 million.
But just so y'all know, look. So we put this out here. Spike said the 18th pick, so that's what we got for A.J. Brown. He would not trade Tanner McKee for A.J. Brown.
Not what I'm saying. That's
exactly
not
what he said.
And by the way, how many wide receivers do you need? All right.
Well, we need defensive players. Listen,
we can't pay any of them.
Yeah, but if we're going to play, if we're going to pay Jalen Carter $40-some million after the year, Nolan Smith $20-some million after the year, you're going to pay Jalen Hurts an extension after the year. Having another first round pick to draft a defensive player would be huge. Yeah. Even a second round pick. Again, I would trade him for a second round pick. I wouldn't really trade him for a third round pick.
Not a third round.
But
how many second round picks do you need, Jack?
What does that even mean?
We have 16 draft picks
13.
Next year.
13. But like.
All going to make the roster.
But by the way, you can trade those guys and go up and get the better players too. Like it's just creating.
That's why I want the extra pick.
It's creating more assets. Come on, you're all about optionality, Spike. You know that.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of defense, y'all see Jahad last night?
He looked good,
man.
He looked good. We have a lot to talk about from last night.
Yeah.
There's some guys that look good. That receiver looked good too.
Cooper?
Cooper looked good, too. He looks like he's got to make the team.
41 is messing me up.
Yeah. I know. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get the numbers straight out on this team.
They'll fix that. All right. 215-592-9494.
He was a damn running back that came out of the backfield or something.
And then, speaking of running backs, the little guy, Powell, what is he?
I like that little
5'7"?
Dude. Yeah.
Keep him, too.
Little Sprozy.
Yeah.
Would you trade him for a first-round pick?
Nope. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? And for next question today, if you want to be in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, you got to tell us why. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Speaking of fantasy football, draft time coming up. Book your fantasy football draft party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies in South Philly. That's where we are on Fridays during the summer. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up at 2:30, we will reveal the final big Mount Rushmore of the week, or the one that you voted on at home, and we voted on the Philly Mount Rushmore. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick?
This one isn't as easy as it may seem. Because I don't know how people feel.
To predict it.
So if that's the case, I'll go with something that's close. Let's go with 59% saying no because they're just loving Tanner McKee right
no,
now.
No. So it's 64% yes.
Oh, they would? Okay.
It's 64%.
I should have went with my gut. Yeah, I should have went with my gut. Yeah. You hear first-round pick, and you're thinking, well, everybody should want to.
Well, you know the big Jalen people are like, yes.
Oh, I didn't even think of it that way.
Opening up Twitter accounts to vote on it. Yes.
I didn't even think of it that way.
215-592-9494. Tim in Egg Harbor Township. You're on WIP.
Get ready to get rid of me.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you guys doing? First time calling. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Happy August, Blake. Happy August.
Mm-hmm. Yes, happy. Oh, that's a Ricky guy there. Yep.
So I just wanted to call about Tanner McKee. They absolutely cannot trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
He might be the starting quarterback next year.
Hold on.
I'm not saying this year, obviously, but I'm saying next year, and I'm going to tell you why that's it.
He wasn't expecting you to say that.
Jalen is going to get exposed this year because of this defense. Wow. This defense the Eagles have is horrible, and it's going to be a problem all year, and it's horrible because of Jalen. The Eagles pay Jalen Hurts $50 million. Correct?
That is his salary. It's not his cap hit, but it's a salary.
Right. But they also have to invest so much money in the receiving core, the running back, the offensive line. What franchise quarterback do you know has two number one receivers, best running back in football, and an elite offensive line?
All of those things, well,
none.
I mean...
I was told none of that mattered.
Yeah. He's the only one that has all of those things. Now, you know, the guy we saw last night has two great wide receivers and a good running back. Lamar Jackson obviously has a good offensive line and a great running back. But having all those things, you're right. There's I don't think there's another quarterback in the league that has all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, wouldn't you rather, instead of having two number one receivers, have another corner? Wouldn't you rather, instead of having a $15, $20 million running back, have a pass rusher? And that's Jalen's fault, because Jalen doesn't elevate the team. That's just a fact.
Hmm. But how do we win the Super Bowl?
Well, because of the two receivers, a running back, and the offensive line. And the great defense that we had last year that we're not going to have this year.
So basically, you could have put anybody back there and won the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't say anybody. I would say probably about half the league, I would say. Half the starters in the league.
So, 16 other quarterbacks could have won the Super Bowl with this team.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
is that your only issue with Jalen?
Oh yeah, that's about it.
That he's holding the team back because they have to spend so much money on the talent around him.
Right. Where like other quarterbacks, like you look at Josh Allen, he lost to Vontae and won the MVP last year.
Right.
And with Jalen, you have to have that talent around him because, I mean, you guys, I'm sure, see the numbers, too, with AJ, with and without AJ. I mean, the team really didn't start taking off until 22, until AJ showed up. Then all of a sudden, Jalen's the MVP candidate, and we got to the Super Bowl.
You think AJ was the only person that showed up in 22? Or did they revamp the defense, and it looked totally different than it did in 21?
Right, well, I'm saying Jalen's game got to a different level because of AJ's arrival.
Do you know what the offense looked like before AJ got here? Who were the receivers?
Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep. As a rookie, by the way, as a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else?
Greg Ward, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, right. I only asked you that to say what was Jalen supposed to do with that as a weaponry. As far as taking the team to new heights.
Right. Well, if they just had Devontae Smith, realistically, they could have developed together, and they should have took that next step every year.
And they did. Devontae set a rookie record for receiving yards and catches.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So I'm only picking with you on this to say that most quarterbacks need talent around them. Maybe everybody doesn't need the same level of talent around them, but I would also counter this by saying, if there was such a great difference between Jalen and other quarterbacks, then they wouldn't need as much talent around them as Jalen does. So even if I agree with you, let's put it this way, even if I agree with you for the sake of argument, just say I agree with you, I don't see that as a negative because it hasn't stopped the team from doing anything. It hasn't stopped the team from winning. It hasn't stopped Howie from re-signing players. They've lost players like every team does every year, loses good players. And what do you got to do? You got to either draft guys and develop them, or you got to figure out how to get guys on the roster. You just called the defense trash because you watched them in a preseason game last night. So you jumped to that conclusion after a defense went from last place to first place. You jumped to that conclusion by watching a preseason game with our second string going up against the Bengals' first string. You just said our defense was trash, so how much respect do you even have for the team? You've already disrespected the quarterback. You certainly just disrespected the defensive coordinator who built the number one defense, as well as those players over there. So I'm wondering, how is a team supposed to win that doesn't have that don't have talent? Are they supposed to win with a talentless team?
No, but, I mean, we can go through the top four guys, right? I mean, we can all agree that they elevate their team, the top four in the AFC.
Sure, okay.
And they beat up on each other. So, I mean, they all win at a high level, but they all eventually have to go through one another where
I can't switch the conferences. I'm sorry, we can't take the Eagles and put them in the AFC. I'm sorry. when the Lakers dominated the West, while Boston and Detroit and
Chicago
and Philly were fighting each other in the East, no one penalizes the Lakers in the West for dominating the West in the 80s when there were no other teams in the West.
Even the Patriots in the AFC East.
Even the Patriots,
I think
yes.
You could say the same
like,
thing.
Like, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't place the Eagles in the AFC. I'm sorry.
Tim, you wanted to be in the Fantasy Football League?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Give us a reason why.
Well, I'm a Ricky guy. I'm a High Hopes Pod guy as well.
Got a good eye test.
I'd be a podcast guy if Mike had one. Maybe we can make one and talk about Fantasy Football.
So you can listen to it.
I have my dogs on a leash when I leave my house.
That's a
plus.
That is a plus. And you'd come up here all the way from Egg Harbor Township for the draft.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
45-minute drive. No big deal.
All right.
Sounds good.
You are registered, Tim. Look, I don't think that Tim.
That was a glass half full guy.
Yeah.
Very positive.
My goodness, he hated the whole team.
Yeah.
The defense, they have their own issues. They're probably going to be fine. It's not going to be 23.
I mean, he just went, the defense is trash.
Right, very quickly.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the preseason reactions. It's the best.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? We do have to reveal the final Mount Rushmore of the week.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
It's been a fun week of Mount Rushmores, I would say. We revealed the Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, and Eagles Mount Rushmores. Today's Mount Rushmore is
the Union.
Is the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. So this includes all the sports. I'll remind you, it is for the last 50 years only. Also, it was voted on 50% from you, the listener, by going to 94WIP.com, and 50% from the WIP staff. I have to say on this one, it's pretty chalk and hard to argue with, is what I would say.
That's so fun.
So we got it right with the voting?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
So the first one, the top vote getter, is Mike Schmidt.
Okay.
Reminding you, he is the guy that Elliott didn't want to put on his Phillies Mount Rushmore, but that's it. Mike Schmidt, Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins, Bobby Clark. Like, they get all four teams. They get the – I know you don't want to put Bobby Clark on it. It was a long time ago. Eventually, when we're doing the 50 years, he won't. But he was an amazing player.
Years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But eventually – he's very close to not being in the 50 years. We need another 5 years or so. But, like, I don't know what to do. Like,
we just had to get a Flyer on there.
No, this is the voting. It's right there.
No, that's what I'm saying. When I say we, I mean as a collective.
So what I would say is
– yes.
If there wasn't an
obvious disrespect.
Yes.
Nah.
If there wasn't an obvious Flyer,
yes.
I think people would have put somebody else above it. But Bobby Clark is so much the obvious Flyer to put on there.
It's
a long time ago, but if we're going to give you 50 years, then the 50 years counts. The voting past the major four was Reggie White, Julius Erving, Jason Kelce, Jalen Hurts. So, by the way, Reggie's a while ago at this point. I mean, Reggie's 40 years ago at this point, almost 40 years.
Yeah, and you want to give the other guys their proper respect for
Dr. J, also a very long time ago. So I'm not taking Bobby Clark off to put, I'm not taking Bobby Clark off to put Kelce on, I guess is what I'm saying, if I've already got Dawkins on there.
But you would admit.
What?
One is bigger than the other.
At this point, yes. But if we're doing the last 50 years, Bobby Clark is a better player than Jason Kelce was.
Is it better player or Mount Rushmore?
It's both. But don't you think the Mount Rushmore, if able, now again, in 5 years, in 5 years when Bobby Clark has aged out of it and he's not in the 50 anymore, there are no Flyers that deserve to be on it at this point once he gets out of there. You don't put Eric Lindros on this list. I know we love Mark Howe. He would still be in there, but you don't put
him on this list. We always talk about Mark Howe.
Yeah. Bernie Parent will be off the list.
Bobby Clark is like the face in the center of the team and a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Like
And
back-to-back cup champ. Like.
Yeah.
I know.
From Flin Flon, Canada.
Yeah. Now, if we'd done 40
years.
Flin Flon.
If we'd done 40 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Next year, we'll narrow it down to 40 years.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to just the last 10.
Well, what would your four be? So I imagine you agree with Schmidt, Iverson, Dawkins.
I agree with all three of them.
Schmidt, Iverson, Dawkins.
Should Dr. J be on it over Iverson?
No.
No.
He wasn't better than Iverson.
I agree. I know.
But he should be on it.
But he won a title.
Hold on. He should be on it over Bobby Clark.
No, he shouldn't. He wasn't better than Bobby Clark.
Was he bigger?
He was like,
well, now, just for the NBA.
But he played two different sports. You mean tell yes, me Bobby Clark was bigger than Dr. J?
Yeah, but I think on the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore, I agree with the Flyer at least being on there. I'm okay with Bobby Clark being on there.
But that's all it is.
Well, here's the other
thing. Don't tell me Bobby Clark was bigger than Dr. J.
Would never.
Well, here's what I would say. In the NBA in 83 was not massive. We're talking about finals games that were on tape delay.
Dr. J was the face of the league, man. Are you kidding me?
Bobby Clark was just as big in Philadelphia as Dr. J.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah, but it's the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore.
I agree, but I'm saying Dr. J, just like AI, they transcend being in Philadelphia. That's how big they were.
I agree.
Yeah, but
I think
Dr. J is a national, a worldwide, like yeah, what? So, Dr. J was Mr. Cool, man.
I would not put him over Bobby Clark.
All right. Well, obviously the fans wouldn't either.
Yes.
But if you ask me, I'm just saying. Dr. Sure. J, I think, is bigger than Bobby Clark.
And he should be on over Robertson.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Like,
that's over Iverson?
Dude, he went to the finals in 77. He went to a bunch of Eastern Conference finals. Now they're against good teams. He lost to the Celtics. And they did
and he had some disappointing losses.
They blew some 3-1 leads. We don't need to bring that stuff up. But he and he did, like, he got the title in 83. And
well, Moses got the title.
I know. He put him over the top. I totally. It was like when Pete Rose came here and helped Mike Schmidt.
Are we disrespecting Dr. J?
Well, no. But he could do the same thing with Dr. J. We do Schmidt, and Schmidt's on the list. Like Pete Rose came in and helped helped Mike Schmidt, did he not?
Yes, but Schmidt was a better player than Dr. J too.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
All right.
I would agree. But at the same time, it's a similar argument. Is that like Moses did come in, I totally agree, and put him over the top. But also Pete Rose came in and helped Mike Schmidt get over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Why do you say Schmidt was better than Dr. J?
Because, I mean, he's still the best third baseman of all time. Dr. J's not the best forward of all time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But is Dr. J not a top 15, 20 player?
Sure.
Ever in basketball?
He is.
Okay.
Yes.
Basketball's a lot harder of a sport.
I can't get into that.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as when you're talking about individual talent and what they do to be in that list, it's a lot harder to crack that list. I'm not saying Mike Schmidt wasn't great and he's not the greatest third baseman.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's harder to get up that basketball list to me than it is baseball.
I don't know.
Like, there are probably – how many other players would go in front of Schmidt just on – forget about position.
Yeah.
I just mean
– all-time great
all-time
players?
All-time greats, yes.
I don't know. Jack, what would you say? Is he top 25?
I would
30,
say so.
Something like that?
The thing that I think is interesting here
– Yep.
I don't want to discredit. but just in talking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Dr. J's status as, like, a top 20 player, I think, is going down. Like, I think that as more and more players are getting – I think Schmidt is still –
people forget more and more about what basketball was and where it's at, so they push him down.
Sure, but I think Schmidt is still – is holding up, I guess, is my thing. Like, I think he's still holding up. I think they're both top 25-ish players.
Right, yes. Yeah, both about the same. Okay. Both about the same, yeah. Yeah. All right.
I think Dr. J is top 15 to 20.
Okay.
And you would take –
because it's not based on just skill. Dr. J was the face of a league and carried mm-hmm. the league.
Well, yeah, and you have
the
to compare
face
it.
Of the league.
You have to take it for the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you put Kevin Durant back in the league
sure,
at that point,
yes,
he would be the best player of all time.
Yes.
But he wasn't, and he didn't – like, they grew up at different times. They played at different times. They played
yes.
different players. So you have to hold it within the context
yes.
of
that's
that
all
league.
I'm
yeah.
saying.
Dr. J should be on Oprah Iverson.
That's a fair argument.
It's a fair argument.
Thank
fair
you.
Fair argument.
I wouldn't make it, but it's a fair argument, I think. All right. I think Dr. J would make it.
I'm sure. Oh, I think Mike Schmidt would make the case he should be on there, too.
Yes. As we found out over Iverson. All right. 215-592-9. There it is. So there is the Philly Mount Rushmore. Mike Schmidt, Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins, Bobby Clark. Coming up at 3:30, Jack reveals the WIP Afternoon Show caller Mount Rushmore.
This will be hot.
You're going to have to turn off your phone afterwards because all those guys have your cell number, don't they?
They do, yes.
Yeah.
Most of them do.
They all do.
Every
single one of them.
All right, 215-592-9494. Main thing today, would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? By the way, I know we've been talking to Tanner McKee a lot for the first hour here. Once Elliot gets here at 3, we will talk about the other stuff that happened.
Because last night, we
had some good stuff, some good guys showed out, and then some stuff that I think we were right to be worried about, even though it was a preseason game. So we'll talk about that with Elliot at 3. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
This is the hottest ticket, I got to say. This is the hottest.
All right, I'm putting him on hold because he was on speakerphone. Buzz, could you just tell him not to be on speakerphone? Mike in Haddon Heights, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, folks.
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
I'd like to talk about a couple things before Tanner McKee.
Do Tanner McKee first and then do the other stuff.
Tanner McKee, all right.
Yeah.
So we can both agree or all agree that Jalen Hurts may get injured this year. So, Tanner McKee is going to be in. Now, if he does well and we continue on with the great season we're going to have, doesn't that make Tanner McKee's worth that much higher at the end of the year? We could probably get a 1 and a 2 for him at the end of the year.
What happens if he goes in there and he stinks?
Well, that's a roll of the dice. But based on what I've seen so far, I don't think that's going to happen.
Bengals.
Listen, he played against a depleted Giants team that wasn't trying to win at the end of the year. Right? And who else did he play? Did he play against the Cowboys?
Cowboys team. That was also horrible.
Or was that Pickett?
No, it was
Pickett.
Maybe they both played.
I think they both played.
Well, because Pickett got hurt
Pickett
being
got
ragdolled into the
end
zone.
Yeah.
On a tush push.
On a tush push. He threw a touchdown pass to A.J. Brown on a broken rib. No one brings that up on Heroes of the City.
That's true. But I just think that it's nearsighted to think that we should get rid of him now for a pick that we can't even use till next year.
Yeah, but are you guys insane? It's a first round pick.
I want to win a Super Bowl this
year.
But
you can win it. You're operating out of fear of Jalen possibly missing games.
I'm saying preparedness.
It's almost guaranteed he's going to miss time.
I played tennis twice. That was preparing.
It was a day. He might miss, a game or two? Jalen hasn't missed more than two games, has he?
What did he miss in 22? Four?
No. The last two, right? Well, he actually played in the last game. They needed him.
They did in that Giants game. Because when was the Bears game? He got hurt in the Bears game and then missed the time.
Then I think they played two after that.
Do you remember the day that all the odds were shifting on his MVP?
Yes.
And how much of a freak out there was of, like, is he alive? It was a wild day.
So he missed 2.5 last year.
Yes.
23, he didn't miss any. He missed 2 in 2022 and 2 in 2021.
He basically missed 3 last year.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on the first or second drive.
2 and 3 quarters. Yeah. Yes.
There's another side to it, though. If he comes in, the defense has to completely change their game because now you have a quarterback who's not a runner and an accurate passer.
Yeah,
not that
throw the ball down
Jalen
the field
is not
an
accurate passer, but much accurate passer. And now the defense has to react to that.
Mike, what you said you had a couple other things. Why don't we do the first one?
I wanted to say that you were talking about Bobby Clark aging out of the after 50.
Yep.
What about Hextall? You wouldn't put him in there?
No, stop it.
Now, here's the thing with Hextall.
Hexie?
Well, Hexie was really Philly, and we all have a lot of great memories of Hextall, but I don't think Hextall is Mount Rushmore.
Oh, what? He got him one fight as a goalie, and now we're going to put him in Mount Rushmore.
Wasn't he the first goalie to score a goal?
Yeah, it was great. He also ruined the Flyers.
Was it an empty netter?
It was. But he scored, yeah.
It was
but
pretty
he still
dope.
Scored it, yeah. It was still
and
cool.
He fought the other goal.
Shocked y'all that I knew that.
Yeah.
You didn't shock me at all, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think Hextall. I think once we move in that 50-year period. Now look, maybe in 5 years we're talking about Michkov as an all-timer.
Right.
You know, who knows?
Listen, we're waiting on it.
But
waiting on Meatloaf.
But all of the best. I don't think, as I said, I don't think Hextall gets in there. I don't think Markow gets there. None of the 90s guys like Lindros or LeClaire or any of those guys get
Giroux.
There. Giroux does not
get
there.
Get out of here.
That is and you know, Mike, thank you for
take
the
a
call.
Seat.
Mike, thank you for the call. That was a it was a you know, Al made the point yesterday when we revealed the, or Wednesday when we revealed the Flyers Mount Rushmore that it is kind of sad how weak it gets after these guys age out. Because his Flyers Mount Rushmore, he said he would put Barber on there, right, and he would put Howe on there. Well, you're talking about guys like the most – Howe played until what, like 87? Or did he play until 90 or something like that? So that's still a really long time.
Yeah. And no Lindros is actually probably the most disappointing thing because he was supposed to be the chosen one.
Yeah, he was great, but he wasn't great enough. And we do – like with Iverson, we sort of forget the Lindros controversy while he was here as well. His parents were a pain in the ass, you know.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
What's up, Sprite Guy? What's happening? Hey, listen, guys.
There we go.
I called yesterday for a whole hour. This is the hottest ticket in Philadelphia.
The hottest
ticket in Philadelphia. I couldn't get y'all yesterday, so I want to
talk about the game
yesterday. And Tanner McKee, no, I wouldn't trade him for anything.
There you go.
Oh, you guys are
my
crazy.
Chemistry with my team enough.
I'm finally on one with the people.
Well, it's just
right. I love it. I'm actually going to enjoy today.
It's just, I feel like I'm living in insanity. He's a quarterback that you can get a first-round pick for.
No, you can reach for the fool's gold all you want because it's a first-round pick. I'm not trading Tanner McKee. I'm not, you know, I have a chemistry in my locker room. I have a guy that gels, that's playing great, that's improved. I watched the game yesterday, he improved. I'm not trading him.
If it's the Saints, I tell you, if it's that Saints pick, man, I don't know how much Kellen Moore can do down there with that talent that's down there.
Yeah, so they draft a guy in the second round, and they have Rattler, I guess, and those are the guys that are competing.
And Rattler's probably going to win the starting job.
Well, he better because he was a YouTube big board graduate.
Were they both second-round picks?
Rattler was second or third.
Yeah,
I thought Rattler was later.
Yeah. And the other kid they just drafted.
Yeah, but he's 26. It's just
second-round pick.
How could you play quarterback at 26 in the NFL?
It's just it was a dumb, pointless pick. Like
I think he's 23.
Might as well be 26.
Yeah.
Let me ask you boys. You know what I'm saying? What's Trey Tanner? You know what I'm saying? Who's you putting your face in behind Jalen?
Wait, say again.
I said once we trade Tanner, who's you putting your face in behind Jalen? Because I'm thinking about the two boys you got now and that other kid.
Oh, yeah. Neither one of those guys.
McCord's not ready, and DTR isn't there either.
What if I told you there was a guy that almost won MVP in 2017?
Oh, will you stop it?
No, you couldn't tell me that. Right now, we have a strong chemistry from the water boy all the way up to our owner and the GM. I'm not trading Tanner McKee.
That's insane.
There you go. My guy. I'm not trading Israel.
So now I want to get to – I was watching other players, and one kid that I was looking forward to seeing is the guy that they drafted to take Milton Williams' place. And I noticed, what's that kid name again?
Take whose place?
Ty Robinson?
Ty Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had the ones doubling. He had the Cincinnati Bengals ones doubling him. You know, and I didn't get his whole complete snap count, but he played pretty good, and I think he had the only sack in there. So I was definitely looking forward to see how he was going to play. Not saying he's going to be a generational talent or anything, but, you know, I think that, you know, he can fill that spot in that third spot after Jomo. And one other kid that I was shocked and surprised because I have sort of a connection with the kid. He has family in Philadelphia. I ain't going to go too much into detail, but Johnny Wilson had a great game.
He had a good game, Johnny Wilson. Finally showed up.
Thanks for calling us.
That was his best game as an Eagle.
It was. Now, I wonder how safe his spot is. I know he plays a lot of special teams. He's good on special teams, too. But with why can't I remember the guy's name off the top of my head? The receiver.
Darius Cooper.
Darius Williams?
Darius Cooper looked good yesterday. Aneas Smith actually had a couple of moments.
Aneas Williams? He's a cornerback. Aneas Smith. Yeah.
Had a couple of moments yesterday as well.
Aneas Williams.
It's impressive he's still out there, right?
I wonder how many wide receivers they'll carry.
Five. Yep.
Yeah, well, so the question is whether I think Cooper's going to make the team.
At most five, I believe.
I think Cooper's going to make the team. And Dotson will make the team. Mm-hmm. So you wonder if they – I don't know. I mean, like, if Johnny Wilson makes the team at that point.
Well, this is where special teams comes into play.
Yep.
This is where being healthy comes into play.
Yep.
And the Eagles see these guys, and Johnny Wilson is one of their developmental guys.
Yep.
If they think Wilson is getting better, he's improved from where he was last year, they're going to continue with that development.
Yep.
Because they already liked him enough to draft him.
Yeah, they drafted Smith, though, too.
I understand that. Yeah. So, to me, those two have somewhat of an inside track. Now, both can go back on the practice squad.
Right.
And I don't know who's going to look to sign them off their practice squad.
I sort of think a team would rather take a shot on Johnny on Wilson than they would on Smith just because of the size.
Yeah.
Smith is small, you know.
He's more of a gadget player.
You could look at Wilson and talk yourself into it.
Well,
you know?
Two of those throws, he technically wasn't open.
And
Tanner just threw it up there, too, which is what you're supposed to do with a 6'6 wide receiver.
Well, he's enormous.
Yes. Throw it up there and – what he wasn't doing last year, we saw him do last night. He went up to get the ball last night.
215-592-9494. Tanner McKee has a big game last night. Jack wouldn't trade him for a first round pick.
Guys are crazy.
Ike would trade him for a first round pick. I would not. I'm keeping Tanner McKee because I want to win a Super Bowl this year. These guys not serious about winning a Super Bowl. You know what I say? Prospects are prospects for a reason.
That's right. That's right.
You don't win Super Bowls with draft
picks. Why would you get another Quinion, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter?
You want me to start naming first-round picks that didn't work out? We could do that, too.
Name the last one that did in the last 6 years.
Oh, Rager.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks.
Besides that. After him. I meant 5 years.
Been pretty good after Rager, right?
They've Jordan Davis, the jury's still out on.
Yeah, but, jury is still out on. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
He is what he is.
Yeah. The jury might not be out. The jury might be back and may say guilty. 215-592-9494. Joining us next is Elliot Shore Parks, as he does at 3 o'clock every Friday. Talk to Elliot about what he saw last night and ask him the same question about Tanner McKee. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.